And good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Palm. We're going to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events for Wednesday, October 20th, 2021. Well, hello, Butch.
Hello, Melody. How are you today?
I'm perfect. Thank you very much. It's just great.
Me too. Me too. Just beautiful day down here. 75 degrees. Just beautiful sunshine. I'm happy.
It's warm. It is warm here
beautiful.
Also on the eastern shore of Maryland. So, and gold was a little warm today too.
Good.
It was up $16.80. 1787, only $3 off the high of the day. Silver had a great day, almost 3%. $24.42, up 69 cents. Platinum was up $12 at $1,061. Palladium was down 36 at $2,152. The USDX today was down 0.19 at 93.59. And let's see, crude oil was up 1.29 at 84.25. Got gasoline today. And once in a while, I'll get the higher, what do you call it? The higher grade.
Yeah, the higher blend.
Not today. It was over $4.
Over $4? Over $4, really?
$4.05. And I thought to myself, nah, not going to do it. So, yeah, $4.05. So, anyway, let's go ahead and get to the markets today. Of course, everything is positive except the NASDAQ, but just by a little. Dow jumps to a new all-time high, 35,609, up 152. S&P was up 16 at 4,536. NASDAQ was down 7.5 at 15,121. Asia, Shanghai was down just 6 points, no big deal. Everything else was positive. Europe was green across the board. 10-year yield, 1.64%, almost 6.5. So that's beginning to creep up a little higher. So, and so there we have it with everything that's going on. The stock markets are just nice and rosy. Place to be.
It used to be when oil went up and inflation went up, the market went down some. Not any longer.
No, of course not.
Not,
they don't
not
have
the same game it did.
No, they don't have it programmed.
Amazing.
They don't have it programmed that way. So it is Wednesday today, and we have Wendy Wilson joining us from Apothecary Herbs. Let me say hello to Wendy.
Hello, Melody, and hello, Pastor Butch.
Hello, Wendy. It's Wednesday and it's windy. That's good.
That's what it is. Absolutely. Well, I thought we'd talk about an update on our eye health. We've been talking about eye health several times this year, so I thought we'd do an update. Let me ask you this question. You may not know the answer, but I'll ask it anyway. What do lacrimal film dysfunction, ocular hyperemia, dotted keratitis, and toxic keratopathy have in common?
Well, I learned that in kindergarten. Didn't you, Melody?
I did. That's why I'm going
to
let you answer it. I did, too. But I'm just testing you.
Right.
What does it all have in common?
Yeah, well, these are eye health issues that can, they can be promoted by some eye drops people are using. So the eye drops have preservatives in these drops that can damage your eyes. So I thought we'd talk about them.
Okay, great topic.
Yeah. So what are typically these conditions I just mentioned? Well, they're very common, and they could be causing a permanent vision impairment if we're not careful. So the first one, which was lacrimal film dysfunction, this is the tear film over the eye that is damaged and is the main cause for dry eye issues. So this has become a common health problem. Usually people go seek relief from their eye doctor, who then prescribes wedding drops for them. He may even give them a free sample. Eye drops are sold over the counter. You can get a lot of them, different brands in the stores. But it's real important to read the label what's in the eye drops before you use them. So this condition also refers to any tear disorder of the eye as well. The condition can be very complex because it affects the ocular surface of the eye. So gland dysfunction, a lot of inflammation of the eyelids can happen, and you get these puffy red eyelids. People aren't really told, you know, what this is. They go to the eye doctor and they'll just say, well, this is lithomeral film dysfunction. What the heck is that? Right? So the glands can become irritated and clogged even. So, we need to ask our doctors when we go, okay, explain what that is, what's really happening. Because you have to know what's happening in order to figure out what the solution may be or what can be exacerbating and making it worse. Now, the ocular hypermyria is a dilation and redness of the conjunctival vessels of the eye. The dotted keratitis is a disorder that causes really death of the small group of cells on the surface of the cornea. This clear layer that's in front of your iris and your pupil is called your cornea. So this can actually damage or kill off your cornea, and that's bad. Eye becomes red, watery, sensitive to light, and vision is significantly decreased. Last one is toxic keratopathy. Normally it's rare, but acute non-inflammatory issue that can cause damage to the cornea again, loss of normal transparency of the cornea, so often it's associated with scarring. So in acute cases, it can cause vision loss. So the corneal problems are the fourth leading cause of blindness after glaucoma, cataracts, and macular degeneration. So your cornea is real important, okay? Contact lenses sit on your cornea. A lot of people don't realize that. And the cornea has five different layers, and they all provide specific functions. In other words, it can protect your eye from dust, germs, UV rays. It works with the lenses of your eye to bend the light so it gets to the retina, and then the images appear and your brain can interpret them. So your cornea, you've heard about people getting cornea transplants, right? Right? So,
oh, yes.
So this is this clear layer that's in front of the pupil and the iris that's real important. Corneal injuries that are minor can actually heal themselves in a few days to a few weeks. So let's get to these eye drops that can really damage your cornea. So this is a U.S. National Library of Medicine Institute of Health report of March 2015. They said the preservatives in your eye drops can put your vision at risk. These preservatives are used to keep bacterial infections out of the eye when you're using these drops, because a lot of times if you touch the applicator of the bottle or your eyelashes sweep across the applicator while you're putting the drops in, you can contaminate the eye drops with bacteria. So they put these additives in to prevent bacteria from growing in your eye drops. And now they're very, very effective in doing that as a preservatives. They have compounds in them. One of the most infamous ones that they use all the time in drops and is called BAK for short. It stands for benzoclonicum chloride. It works well at preventing eye infections, but it also ruptures the eye film layer. That's your cornea.
Huh.
Yeah. So it seems to affect the healing process also of the eye as well. So if you're trying to heal a cornea, you definitely don't want any drops with this in it. So the BAK is used in a lot of eye drop products, especially for dry eye, but it's known to encourage dry eye. So why is it in there? Good question. So even in the, yeah, so even in the prescribed or over-the-counter eye drops, you can see that these agents are added, and they all cause eye issues, and they really shouldn't be used long-term. So you want to read your labels real carefully on these drops, especially if you're using drops for allergies, glaucoma, steroid drops, which almost always have the BAK added. The steroid drops, a lot of times you'll get a prescription for, And they're definitely will reduce inflammation of the eye. But you got to be careful in some of these things that you use around the eye. Like this one person was telling me that they had this rash on their eyelid. And they went to the doctor, got a cream, a prescription cream. And if you looked into the prescription cream, it can cause glaucoma.
Oh, my.
So why are they putting it on the eyelid? Duh. But let me read you this quote from the report. It says, consumers sometimes use drops every day for years without any idea of the long-term side effects on the assumption that if it's sold over the counter, it must be safe. Consumers who are taking prescription eye drops on a daily basis for long periods are often similarly unaware of the ocular surface risks involved. Wow. Mm. So you want to be careful, and there are some ways that you can regenerate your eye, but a lot of times we're not taught about that. This was the Stanford Burham Medical Research Institute. It reported on certain herbs that can regenerate the eye from various diseases. So they enlisted macular degeneration, also cataracts, in their research of the eye diseases, and they addressed all these diseases using herbs. So the herbs with certain natural acids help the eye to heal itself. And one herb was rosemary. Yeah. Now, rosemary, if you recall, they use in the ancient world, they use rosemary as a food preservative. And you can actually put it in your potato salad, your coleslaw, and it'll last longer and not get won't get pathogens building up in it that can cause foodborne issues like poisons when you eat bad food. So basically, it's a natural preservative. The rosemary, they would wrap meat in it. They rub rosemary on meat when they didn't have refrigeration. So rosemary has chamosic acid compounds. That's what they listed in the report. It protects the retina from degenerating, and it protects it from toxicity, and the cells won't decompose and cause macular degeneration. Rosemary prevents macular degeneration, guys.
Wow.
Right.
Amazing.
It is. So what science is really discovering is your herbs will help the eye contain nutrition that seems to help renew the eye. It has a lot of antioxidants, anti-inflammatory action. The research did get published in the November 2012 Investigative Ophthalmology and Visual Science Journal. And it did state when the eyes degenerate, they become more toxic in the cells themselves. So the medicinal properties of your herbs, like your rosemary, help prevent that action. So oxidized stress is often the result of being exposed to a lot of radiation as well. So the scientists found your rosemary with its chamosmotic acid offered antioxidant enzymes to the eye cells themselves. This lowers oxidized stress and helps more oxygen enter your eye and reduce the free radical damage. And it also, in addition, protects from light damage and protected your photoreceptors in your eye, which convert your light signals to electrical signals for your brain to read. And it increased your visual perception. So rosemary can do all that. Amazing.
Wow.
I know. Now, Rutgers University also did some research out of New Jersey. They discovered rosemary's preservation ability, a lot of antioxidant compounds. They were just, kind of reassessing what the research that I just went over with you out of Stanford said. A lot of studies. There was one in 2018. It got reported in the Scientific Reports. It mentions a lot of research on herbs that contain rosemaric acid to restore the lens of your eye after it develops a cataract. So they can reverse cataracts with rosmarinic acid, which you can find in herbs like rosemary, sage, basil, lemon balm, and peppermint. So they were just talking that up. And physicians of the 1900s, 1920s, and 30s were all using these herbs and reducing the likelihood of cataracts.
Hmm.
Yeah. Now, if you remember, in the early turn of the century, those physicians, okay, they were still medical doctors. They went to medical schools that taught nutrition, right? They were the natural healing schools, so they were actually physicians, the real deal. then in the 1940s and moving forward, they had closed those schools, and only the AMA and the petrochemical education for physicians was available at that point. So this is how it shifted from the natural healing area for medical doctors to the toxic prescription drug therapy. Yeah. So you know who's behind that?
Let me guess. Tell us.
Rockefeller.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Rockefeller, right at the turn of the century, was developing petrochemicals, and he was trying to sell them to practitioners, but they were saying, well, why do we need that drug when we have rosemary, lemon balm, sage, you know, that already does that? And so he wasn't getting anywhere, so he found quickly that he would have to eliminate the competition. So what he did is he created the AMA, the JAMA Journal, the Journal of American Medical Physicians, and he started this whole complex, and then he invited the natural healing schools to come under their umbrella to work together to dovetail therapies and to help people. And once they signed on to that, he hired a third-party Magellan Group to go out and assess all the medical schools. And, of course, all the AMA schools passed, but the natural healing ones failed, so they were closed.
You know, Rockefeller once said that competition was a sin. He didn't like competition. But now, are you talking about rosemary capsules, rosemary drops? How would you use them?
Well, interesting enough, there was some research by Dr. Burton Cooper. He's a medical doctor. He wrote a report in 1938. It did get published, and he was reversing cataracts in 4 days with rosmarinic acid. But he was taking the rosmarinic acid from the plants and injecting it directly into the eye. Mm. So he was speeding up the process with an injection form. But, of course, I'm not going to be doing that. But I will say this. You can get the rosmarinic acid from your plants. Now, I'm a big believer in whole food stuff, and the liquids work faster than capsules and tablets. But the challenge that we have is getting that nutrition to the eye, the brain area. Okay, so your eyes are really neurological tissue. So you have to use circulatory herbs, vasodilator herbs to get it there. So we created this vision kit that has that in there. So you can deal with, you know, the cataracts, macular degeneration, and healing your cornea with a lot of herbs, but you got to push it there with the right formulas to take it there. So our kit has 5 different things in it, and it's available at thepowerherbs.com, or they can give us a call at 866-229-3663 if they want to ask more questions or look into it. It is featured in our catalog this year.
Oh, a quick question. Are drops available?
Well, they're not drops. These are not drops. These are working internally. These are going to work internally into the system. Currently, there are no eye drops with rosmarinic acid that I know of.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
Sounds good.
Give us your phone number real quick, Wendy.
866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Take care.
All righty. Thanks, Wendy.
Bye-bye.
And we'll be right back right after these few short messages.
We will find you. Acting on your best behavior, turn your back on Mother Nature. Everybody wants to rule the world.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC Talk Radio. Radio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Hall. And nice day in gold today, $1,785. You got silver at $2,441. So a nice little day. We'll see if it can maintain these levels. But certainly seems they're building in another base here, and we'll see if it can hold. So I think with everything that's going on, and can't imagine that it wouldn't, but then again, I know stranger things have happened. The elite have an incredible amount of power. They've got the global governments all working in concert. And so they can do incredible things. All evil, but they can do incredible things to keep their little stage show performing. And so what we need to do is walk out of that show and do our own thing and get prepared and
amen.
And stay away from them. So crazy things are happening.
They certainly are.
Yes.
And there is, and there's no point in telling anybody different. There's trouble ahead, folks. I'm not getting all the details. I've been told I'm not going to do it. Not now. It's not the place. But there's trouble ahead. And I'm telling you, there's could be really bad trouble ahead, so please prepare yourself. Please. But it's getting so bad now in the Democratic Party, Melody, that our ex-governor and now Senator Joe Manchin tells his associates he's considering leaving the Democratic Party and has an exit plan. He could pull the trigger if he doesn't get his way on the Build Back Better bill. In recent days, Senator Joe Manchin has told associates that he is considering leaving the Democratic Party if President Joe Biden and Democrats from Capitol Hill do not agree to his demand to cut the size of the social infrastructure bill from $3.5 to $1.75 trillion. According to people who heard Manchin discuss this, Manchin has said that if this were to happen, he would declare himself an American independent. And Manchin has been, I won't say he certainly has been a great senator, and he was not too bad of a governor. At least he would meet with us personally and take care of some things. He met with me personally three times and shared some things. He helped us fix some problems. So he's been good in some areas. But I think even he has enough sense to see that the way we're going in this country financially is not a good idea. And maybe if he becomes American independent, I don't know what's going to happen in his career. I have no idea. We be reelected, or if he runs again, I have no idea. But I do admire his courage to speak up and say, I'll leave you if I have to. See, any comments on that story, Melody?
Well, you know, they make these announcements, but why don't they wait for the announcement until they actually do something? You know, why is he making that announcement? You know,
it's called statesmanship.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, old Bernie Sanders was, you know, courting him earlier this week.
Right.
You know, they can say whatever they say, but until they do what they say, man, I don't pay, you know.
I agree.
He probably won't. I can't say he probably won't, but I mean, Biden's going to have to back down. Everybody knows that that $3.5 trillion is too much anyway. But, I mean, they're going to go, they, you know, they went for the biggest amount, and they'll see what sticks. And, you know, I'm sure it'll come down to 1 point whatever they want, 1.7 or whatever. So, and the Democrats, you know they need him. They need him. That doesn't mean even if he turns to an independent, that doesn't mean he won't vote their way. So I'm not quite sure. I guess it all comes down to the money, right? His campaign
sure
money
does.
Wouldn't go into
sure.
there.
Well, it's all, for them, it's all about survival. You know that.
Yeah.
To maintain their
lifestyle. Well,
both sides,
lifestyle. It's all about survival.
Sure it is. It truly is.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking about the inflation and everything going on. Paul Tudor Jones, you ever heard of him?
I have.
Paul Tudor Jones says inflation could be worse than feared. Biggest threat to markets and society. And I tend to agree with this. Being there a hedge fund manager, Paul Tudor Jones, I mean, I agree with him financially. There's other things coming on worse than this. It's not financial. But anyway, believes that inflation is here to stay, posing a major threat to U.S. markets and economy. I think, to me, the number one issue facing Main Street investors is inflation. And it's pretty clear to me that inflation is not transitory, Jones said on CNBC's Squawk Box Wednesday. It's probably the single biggest threat to certainly financial markets, and I think to society in general. Jones said the trillions of dollars in fiscal and monetary stimulus is the culprit for inflation to run higher for longer. No kidding. How many times, Nelly, have you said that? The fiscal irresponsibility is a cause of inflation. Yes, folks, it is. To rescue the economy from the COVID-19 pandemic, the Federal Reserve had been buying more than $3 trillion in open-ended quantitative easing program, while the U.S. government has unleashed over $5 trillion in fiscal stimulus. Folks, these handout programs we've had over the last year and a half, we told you it caused inflation. Now, Mr. Jones is agreeing with it. The Fed is trying to, I guess they're buying their own debts, I guess you could say, trying to maintain some stability, but it isn't working any longer. The handouts caused inflation, and we haven't seen anything yet, nothing yet what's coming this winter. So, Melody, I mean, that article, I had a lot more to read on that, but no point in it. He made the point, you can't print money and not cause inflation, can you?
No, you can't. And, and that's what it's all about. But he's still a stock person, and he's still going to support stocks. I mean, these guys will support stocks until, you know, they take their last breath.
As long as it pays off for him, yes, he will.
Yeah. So, but that doesn't mean that he can't believe that this inflation and what it's going to do to our society and everything. And again, I know you're all tired of me bringing this up, but I'm going to say it one more time. Venezuela.
Yep. Absolutely. And many
record
other countries besides that,
highs.
Too. Yes.
Well, I'm talking about their stock market making records, and people
yep.
were eating in the streets. So we're, you know, so those stocks did nothing to help those people. And it just wasn't, you know, the poor people that we see like in, you know, San Francisco living on the street. No. These were people who had jobs, who had, and the inflation creeped in, took everything. And the stock, even though the stock market was making record highs, was basically worthless, still worthless. And then eventually went worthless. So...
Well, further this article, inflation is approaching a tipping point at the grocery store. And folks, I know that's true. Once supermarket prices rise more than 5%, consumer buying habits may start to change. Confident consumers have swallowed higher supermarket prices so far this year, but the risk of ingesting it and indigestion is growing. For companies that make staple goods, asking for more money is delicate. On Wednesday, the world's biggest food company, Nestle, said sales increased by an impressive 6.5% in the third quarter compared with the same period last year. Demand for its product is strong, and Nestle has been able to pass on higher costs of inputs, such as plastic and transport to shoppers, a sign of healthy pricing power. The company's shares were up 3% in early trading. Nestle's cost of goods sold will increase by about 4% this year, meaning it will shell out an extra 1.8 billion Swiss francs, equivalent to 1.95 billion, on everything from packaging to trucking. Dan and Yogurt maker maker Danone said Tuesday that its input costs will raise, listen to this, will be 8% higher this year. 4% for Nestle's, 8% on Danone yogurt, another product. The difference can probably be explained by what the two companies sell. Nestle has a big coffee business where hedges have protected it from spiraling commodity costs, although these will roll off soon. Inflation is now so hot that staple companies that feel they have no option but to pass it on. Nestle, Danone, and Procter & Gamble all said this week that consumers can expect higher bills at the grocery store. The question is, how far can they push before shoppers defect to cheaper brands or buy fewer items? I buy cheaper brands already. I have no problem with that. I don't go for the name of the product. If it's a good product, I'll buy it. But prices go up on cheaper brands also, folks. Yeah, you might be able to save money because you're buying cheaper, but the inflation is still there. But between Nestle's and Danone, that's a 12% increase altogether in inflation. That's quite an increase when you think about it. Melly, that hurts in the line of groceries when you have a family feed, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. You know, and it doesn't seem like, if you figure it out penny-wise, it doesn't seem like a whole lot and so forth. But they've been doing it to you for years.
They have.
For years.
Little by little,
and we just absorb it and don't say anything. We don't reject it. We just continue because that's what we do. We're not makers. We're buyers anymore.
That's very true. And Walmart, UPS, and FedEx commit to working more shifts to deal with global supply disruptions. But will it matter? This is from Natural News. The White House announced Wednesday, that October 13th, that Walmart, UPS, and FedEx are moving to work more shifts to deal with a global supply disruption that have contributed to a surge in inflation. The announcement was made ahead of Joe President Biden's meeting with the heads of those companies to address the problem bottlenecks before the Christmas season. Lower than expected Christmas sales could hurt U.S. companies and consequently pose a political risk for Biden. It's all about politics, folks. It truly is. A fact sheet released by the Biden administration notes that Walmart will increase its use of nighttime hours, projecting that the company would increase throughput by as much as 50% in the next several weeks. UPS says it will use its 24/7 operations and enhance data sharing with the ports around the country to move more containers out of ports. FedEx says it will work to combine an increase in nighttime hours with changes to the trucking and rail use to increase the volume of containers it can move from ports. In 2020, UPS and FedEx combined to ship approximately 40% of U.S. packages by volume. A White House official told news outlets on Wednesday that FedEx, UPS, and Walmart will move toward 24/7 working schedule. So, will that make a difference? We will find out. Or at least, I guess, someone's trying to work in that direction. What that's going to mean in the long run, Melody, I have no idea. I really don't know what's going to mean. I just have no idea. But to show how desperate they're getting with this, now, we mentioned this the other day about National Guard going to work in hospitals and in schools, testing for COVID and emergency services. White House is way trapping National Guard to address mounting supply chain backlog. The White House officials have explored in recent weeks where the National Guard could be deployed to help the nation's mounting supply chain backlog. Three people with knowledge of the matter said. The idea appears unlikely to proceed as of now, people said, but reflects the extent to which internal administration deliberations of America's overwhelmed supply chain has sparked outside-the-box proposals to leverage government resources to address the issue. Again, it's taken a military branch, moved into public affairs to maintain status quo. Hospitals, police forces, schools, now transportation. Folks, this is not a good thing. This is not, the National Guard was not intended for that kind of thing. Yes, yeah, sometimes helping floods, whatever, that's a different thing. They're talking about private businesses here that you're going to go in and work with to try to keep things flowing. So think of what you want. It just isn't what it should be done with the military branch. That's all there's to it. Any comments on Melody?
No, not at all.
It's you break used to the idea of seeing the military moving up and down your streets. That's what I'm telling you.
Well, that's what they're doing.
That's what they're doing.
We go to them for everything.
So it's another government program, folks, with a branch of the government's priorities. I guess the military money and mail is all the government's supposed to handle in the first place, but the military is not supposed to be used in civilian affairs, period. Magnificent Mile. More trouble for area that was once a crown jewel of American retail. This is a sad story, just like it is in San Francisco, with the stores closing because of crime. Chicago police have issued a formal warning. Now listen to this. A formal warning after continued robberies on the on around the city of the city's Magnificent Mile, and a town and store continue to leave while others fight to stay in business after big pandemic hits. So the city of Chicago police is warning people don't even go there. I'm serious. CBS's 2 Terry Molina reports that retail leaders say the problem is so bad that new businesses is hesitant to move in. The hesitation stems not only from the continued retail theft and robbery issue here and across the city, but the perception that the city isn't a safe place to be right now. And folks, it isn't. Murders and shootings happen every weekend by the bunches. And the liberal city administration, including the mayor, that has no answers except to restrict more people and take away more rights and tax the people even more. And that's the truth. A stretch of North Michigan Avenue remains vacant and locked up, telling of the struggle on the city's mile. Former tenants like Macy's and Denny's are gone, and there are no plans for a new tenant for the old Macy's place at the Water Tower Place anytime soon. I think it does not help in terms of recovery for downtown Chicago, said Rob Carr, president and CEO of the Illinois Retail Merchants Association. The impression around the nation is that Chicago is not a very safe place to be. In the instance we saw this morning over the weekend, the episodes before that only feed that. And he's right. It's not a safe place to be. Melody, we're watching our cities crumble. Literally watching them crumble, aren't we?
We truly are. I mean, I shared the story the other day about, you know, the police chief from Pennsylvania not wanting to go to Baltimore.
Yes.
Because he's pretty dead sure that, you know, something would happen because of the crime. And he didn't want to have to go through all the baloney that you have to go through. And I mean, it's just like, it used to be the cities just had little sections and you wouldn't go there anyway. Now it's exploded in all of these cities everywhere.
It is so sad. Places like this Magnificent Mile in Chicago was a place that people went to because they enjoyed going there. And in San Francisco, when I was there back in the late 60s before we went over to Vietnam, that's where my last stop before we went overseas, except for Alaska. But anyway, it was a beautiful city, Melody. It was something to see.
Always
the
was,
Golden Gate Bridge. I walked across it. I'm taking a ride on a trolley car. Chinatown. I only had a couple, 3 days there. But we went out visiting some places. And I don't like towns. It was a beautiful city. Well kept. The part I saw was well kept. I don't say they all were. But the parts that I saw downtown were well kept and nice homes. But now it's pathetic. Our nation is unraveling at the core. And that's just a sad thing to see, folks. And the core is morality. When morality unravels, there's nothing left to build on. That's it. That's the way it is. Any comments, Melody, before we go to break?
No, I think we've already commented. But
I mean, it's just sad to see, though. It breaks my heart. It really breaks my heart to see this. Anyway,
and it breaks my heart. We're heading into a break. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. Ooh, we took a long time coming back, didn't we, Butch? We're heading into the third segment of the program today. We were talking and weren't paying attention, and we don't want to do that. But you're listening to Financial Survival, 1-800-375-4188 for Discount Gold and Silver Trading. That's 1-800-375-4188. Please make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. Make sure you sign up for a weekly newsletter. And what's next, Butch?
Well, we're seeing, as I said before, the cities deteriorate. We're seeing the infrastructure of the country starting to deteriorate very quickly, and this is another sign of it. Pennsylvania joins 10 other states withdrawing from National School Board Association over COVID fascism, and I don't blame them. I think it's a great move. It's just sad that it has to happen. Pennsylvania School Board Association joining 10 other states, state boards, officially withdrawing from the National School Board Association due to the organization conspiring with the White House to push Wuhan coronavirus fascism in public schools. A recent letter sent by the NSBA to the White House was the final straw, the PSBA announced. The Pennsylvania School Board Association was not consulted prior to the letter being sent by the National School Boards Association to President Biden, and as said PSBA Chief Communication Officer Annette Stevenson, we were not asked for input nor discussion on its content, so they pulled out. And I say, God bless them. Good for them. Good for them. I'm glad to see that. The NEA and other education associations get way out of line on this situation. And further, these stand-ups and protests are taking place, folks, all over this country. When thousands of California parents joined in statewide walkout against vaccine mandate for students. Good old Governor Newsom is going to make it a mandate that school children from grade 7 to 12 are mandated to take the vaccine, 7 through 12, grades 7 through 12. So the student parents saying that enough is enough. We're not going to put up with this. And they're starting to protest in the state capitals, saying we're not going to do it. So there is some kickback, folks, on this, and it's about time. It is about time. It's past time. But people get a little bit fed up with the whole situation. And again, I'm not getting details, but believe me, things are heating up in this country in directions I don't like to see. But it's coming. Seattle police officers and firefighters turned in their work boots over COVID vaccine mandate. Good for them. All Seattle employees had until midnight Monday to be vaccinated against COVID-19 or be terminated. Those who sacrificed their careers over the mandate were seen feeding the homeless after turning in their boots. One Washington State Patrol officer posted a video of himself signing off after 17 years of service in order to take a moral stand in defense of medical freedom. Let me repeat that. One Washington State Patrol officer posted a video of himself signing off after 17 years of service in order to take a moral stand in defense of medical freedom. The policeman was one of 127 Washington State Police employees fired on Tuesday. Men they called heroes for years. Now lose their job because they won't protect their bodies. They don't believe in the jab. They can't allow that. It is so sad. It is so sad, Melody. We're watching everything from medical workers to law enforcement and on it goes. Schools, everything being closed down and disruptions for all this because of this so-called coronavirus jam. But on the other side, Southwest caves. They're just planning to put unvaccinated staff on unpaid leave in December so that the Southwest just caved in a little bit. I think after they lost 2,400 flights one day, a week or so ago, they might have got thinking about that. We can't run it. We can't fly airplanes without pilots and crew, so maybe we better back down a little bit. One day after 100 Southwest Airlines employees protested outside the carrier's Dallas headquarters against the company's pending COVID-19 vaccine mandate, the company has caved. According to CNBC, the airline has scrapped the plan to place unvaccinated employees who applied for but not yet received a religious or medical exemption on unpaid leave starting December 8th. So they backed down. The employees said, do what you want to. We're not going to go back to work. We can't go back to work. You're going to put us on unpaid leave. We're going to just shut her down. Southwest is not so big, folks, that can stand that kind of publicity and that kind of downturn in economics. And that's just the truth. Things are heating up. Some in some good directions, some not so good directions. Anti-vaccine school in Florida tells kids to stay home if they get a COVID shot. Of course, the news is all over that, and saying the school's spreading rumors and that the ones who get the vaccine can shed. That's not a rumor, folks. That's scientifically been proven. That's been proven that they shed. The school which barred vaccinated teachers pushes vaccine falsehoods, they said. An anti-vaccine private school in Miami is requiring students to receive a COVID-19 vaccine to stay home for 30 days after each shot, according to local news outlet WSVN. In a letter to parents, the school once again spread the vaccine information, falsely claiming that COVID-19 vaccines can cause a potential transmission or shedding onto others. No COVID-19 vaccines in the U.S. include a live virus. There are only mRNA-based vaccines and a non-replicating viral vector-based vaccine in use. Folks, they don't go into the shedding of the protein. They don't cover that. The school said, "We're not having children here for 30 days after they get the shot." So again, another division. What we normally would consider a safe place for our children, a workplace where we can work together. Another school said, this school said, no, you can't get vaccinated, don't come back to school. And Melody, would you believe that's getting so bad now? And I'm sharing these things because it's so important that in Pennsylvania stepped out of the school part of it, and that was great. But in Pennsylvania, your child is mandated by the state of Pennsylvania to have a dental exam completed for entry into the third grade. Can you believe they're getting that far down on the list?
Yeah, it's amazing.
It is amazing.
Yeah.
The date of the dental exam can be from the first day of the second grade and forward. The form is due October 15th, 2021. Please use the attached form to go anyway. So they have to have a dental exam before they can go to the third grade. And I don't get it. I just don't know how much more people are going to stand. I mean, the word mandated is in bold letters. Really? That makes my hackles stand up. Somebody says, "You're going to do this, or you're going to pay for it if you don't do it." There's something about that, especially when it comes to something this personal, this how can I put it? What word can I use? This private, to make me take my child to have a dental exam before he can go to school, to go into the third grade. I taught my children how to take care of their teeth and taught me little. My mom and dad taught me. But that's beside the point. For them to have to come out and say that they're going to mandate my child to go to the dentist. How dare they? How dare they? I just don't understand. I mean, there's got to be a line drawn, and folks are starting to be drawn right now. We're seeing things happen that I don't really want to see happen. People are getting angry. I mean, they're getting really angry. There's a video going around on the internet about veterans talking about what they see coming. I'm talking about veterans. I'm talking about Marines, Green Berets, all veterans talking about what they see coming and what they're ready to do to defend their families. One of these ladies, Melody, took her child to the pediatrician. She'd been taken to for 8 years. Pediatrician asked if her husband vaccinated, and she said, "No, we haven't." The Patriot sends you out to find another doctor. We don't want you back here.
Wow.
I mean, to say it was, you know, kind of almost in tears. I mean, just to kick him out because of this, and she's a little bit frustrated. Can you blame her?
No, not at all.
You know, I mean, a little girl sitting in the car with her, I mean, it's just sad. Panic in Italy as ports closed by workers. Jab mandates rejected by millions. Folks, this is worldwide. Josh Sigerson reports on the massive protest in Italy around the port of Trieste as the 40% unvaccinated workforce stands up to new mandates demanding everyone get jabbed in order to enter the workplace. As reported on the ground in Italy over a month period, you needed a jab to enter a restaurant or board a plane. Just as we left in September, the head criminal Mario Draghi claimed that eventually every single person may need to be jabbed to work, eat, live, to have any semblance of freedom. Let me repeat that. Every person, every single person may need to be jabbed to work, eat, and live, to have any semblance of freedom. Well, that's pretty much in the face, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I mean, where do these people come off? I mean, wonder what kind of reward he's getting for doing this. Wonder how much money he's making off of this. What they promised him to do to these people. Now, as of October 15th, Italy has mandated the vaccine for people to be able to work, private and public. Sure does sound like the mark of the beast coming on, doesn't it? Reservations are needed for tests at pharmacies, which had become an expensive and inconvenient alternative. Let me repeat that. Used to be folks test for nothing. When in any time, they test you. Reservations are needed for tests at pharmacies, which had become an expensive and inconvenient alternative. At the port of Trieste, people are not accepting the test. They're demanding the government remove the green pass entirely or they will not continue to work. This is shaking up Europe's supply chain and causing the government to panic. The people have no choice. They have no choice. You know, I'm a vet, and I've had some because of the Agent Orange. I've had some problems with my health. I'm supposed to go for a test next Tuesday, but in order to get in the office, not only they won't wear a mask, they won't test me for COVID. Just get into the office. I called a cancer appointment today. I'm not going to do that. When you say, preacher, that's going to cost you, you know, some of your retirement or whatever. I mean, some of your benefits. I don't care. I am not playing that game. And these people in Italy are saying, we won't go to work. You want to do this to us? That's fine. We'll just shut down the whole thing. And I think that's got the people, obviously, the Europe in a little bit of a panic because the European Union is suffering right now big time just for natural gas to fuel their fires, take care of their homes, and take care of the demands. They can't get it in. They depend 90% of it from Russia. And now Italy said they're going to shut down the ports with this vaccine mandate. That's added to be one big catastrophe worldwide, is it not?
You know, it certainly isn't. It surprises me that the Italians, well, they are protesting and demonstrating and so forth. I'm not so sure they're, you know, they're pretty vocal people. So,
yeah, they are. And aren't you somewhat? You guys Italian, you right?
I am.
Okay.
My father was Italian.
That explains it. That's why you're vocal.
I'm not vocal.
No, you're not. In closing, a different topic. I thought this was interesting. Japan ghost ships that were sunk by the U.S. during World War II, the Battle of Iwo Jima, are raised from the seabed by tremors from one of the island's most active volcanoes. Think about that.
Wow.
Tremors at Mount Shirabachi has resulted in 24 ships being raised after they were sunk by the U.S. As part of the Battle of Iwo Jima during World War II. The remaining hulks are what's left of the ships which were brought to the island because they had no port facilities. The two dozen Japanese transport vessels were captured by the U.S. during the World War II and were removed to the western part of the island to form a port. There are no inhabitants on Iwo Jima, but it is occupied by the Japanese military after it was returned to the U.S. in 1968. The seabed has started to rise due to the seismic activity, in particular on the western part of the island. Wow. I mean, really, an earthquake that's already working so, the volcano's working so much that it's causing ships, the bottom of the ocean to rise, to make ships out of the water. That's pretty heavy, Melody.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, and what's happened with the one on Easter Island? Have you anything about that?
No, I haven't.
The volcano? I just want to happen there. But again, this seems to be more than just one location this is happening. Again, prophecy, Matthew 24, earthquakes in diverse places. But when I saw the pictures of this and how the ocean floor had literally raised up to the point that the ship showed up after, what, 70-some years?
Mm-hmm.
That is quite phenomenal. It truly, truly is. Folks, give Melody a call. I don't know what's coming. I don't know when it's coming, but I know it's not going to be good. Try to prepare yourself for what's coming. Please, get some storable food. We just stocked up some more canned goods this last week. We're going to do some more next month. And we have food supplies. We're stocked up, but I'm putting more back. You never know who's going to need them. But call her at 800-375-4188 and get some kind of tangible assets that you can use when necessary in an emergency. Or maybe when the new money comes out, and folks, it will. It's going to be a great reset. You have something to swap in for that. 800-375-4188. Don't put it off. The price in gold and silver is not going down. It may level up and it may drop a few dollars here and there. But as you have seen over the last few months, gold and silver has kept increasing and going up, and it's holding its own basically. It's almost $1,800 again. When the record of gold by 2000, Melody?
It was.
We're $200 away from the record again, folks. That's not very far.
Think really isn't it. Much. Yep.
It isn't. Okay, we're done.
All right, we're done. Thank you, Butch. And thank you, listeners, for joining us. And we'll be back tomorrow. So until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
Pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still, there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad. In my dreams, I have a plan. If I got me a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work at all. I'd fool around and have a ball.
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of Clear Digital Audio, 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.